If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of June 1973, we're anticipating a wonderful start to our summer revival here at Worth Baptist Church. We take this opportunity to invite you to attend our Sunday school today, which begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Let me remind you again that I'm calling on Christians all over the city of Fort Worth to pray for revival during the days of the summer. We believe our nation needs a revival. We believe that there needs to be a great spiritual awakening among the people of the United States of America. We believe God can begin that revival and that wave of turning back to Him right here in the city of Fort Worth. So I'm calling on you as a Christian, wherever you are, wherever you receive this broadcast, to pray for national revival, to pray that God would turn America back to Himself, that God would bring America to her knees. During the days of the summer, we're anticipating a great spiritual encounter, a great spiritual summer revival. If you do not have a church home, or if you are not attending Sunday school in church regularly, we invite you to come and visit Worth Baptist Church during the summer. We believe that here at Worth Baptist, you'll find a warm welcome, a friendly atmosphere in which to worship the Lord. If you're looking for a church that believes the Bible, that teaches the Bible, that preaches the Bible, that practices the Bible, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist Church. We're expecting an old-fashioned revival time during the summertime here at Worth Baptist Church. Today we'll begin that great emphasis on revival in the days of June, July, and August. So we invite you to come today. Come to Sunday school. Hear the Word of God taught. Be in the services of worship and hear revival music and revival messages during the days of the summer. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. It would be our joy to have you and your family share with us revival time during the days of the summer. And say, don't forget, wherever you are during the days of the summer, pray for revival. If you are listening from a great distance from Fort Worth and cannot attend the services, we would like for you to write us and just let us know that you'll be praying for revival during these days. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, A Nation Under God. I shall read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, beginning at verse 8. But first, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we begin our summer revival today, it would be our prayer that men and women all over this city and all over this county and this state and, yea, across America and around the world would be burdened for revival. May we know that people all over the listening audience are praying for revival in our time during the days of the summer. We pray, dear God, that Thou wouldst quicken hearts all over this radio audience, and may men all over Fort Worth proclaim the gospel today, and may churches experience revival during the days of the summer, not only here in this community, not only in this city, but all over the country, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Jeremiah chapter 18 at verse 7. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck it up and to pull down and to destroy it? if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good, wherewith I said I would benefit them. A Nation Under God. Last weekend, all over America, we honored our war dead on Memorial Day. What a time for us to take inventory of our own lives, of our individual, personal lives as they relate to Christ and to the church and to the community. In our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, we say, "One nation under God." I wonder if those words have become meaningless. On our coins is the motto, "In God we trust." But do we really trust Him? Perhaps we should take someone's suggestion who said, we ought to add to that, "In case of emergency only." We sing, "God bless America." But do we have any right to expect God to bless a nation that has defied His laws, that has desecrated His day, that has disobeyed His commandments? Our nation was born in a prayer meeting. We are about to die in a drunken brawl. Is this truly a Christian nation? Is it when one out of every three marriages is heading for the divorce court? Is it when one out of every 25 Americans is either an alcoholic or a potential alcoholic? Is it when a major crime is committed every 10 seconds in America? The former Assistant Secretary of Labor once said, and I quote, "Increasingly, our nation exhibits the qualities of an individual going through a nervous breakdown." America is at the crossroads. We need the voice of an Amos who would dare cry, "Prepare to meet thy God." We need the tears of a Jeremiah who would say, "Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of my daughter Israel." We need the courage of a John the Baptist who would say without apology, "Ye generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" I repeat, America is at the crossroads in 1973. Whatever the outcome of the Watergate hearings or the renewed peace talks in Paris, the destiny of America is still in the hands of God. One day the wheels of industry will stop. One day the chambers of Congress will be silent forever. One day the noise in the street will cease. One day the armies will stop marching. The navies will cease sailing, but the voice of God will still be heard. That voice needs to be heard all over America and around the world today. You see, national blessing does not depend upon the Peace Corps. There will be no permanent peace until the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, comes again. Men may cry peace all over the world, but the Bible declares that peace will come only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And peace will be upon the earth only when Christ comes to reign in His kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy forever. National blessing does not depend upon our poverty program. It would be impossible to erase poverty from America. To say that we can eradicate poverty is like saying that the hospitals can eradicate sickness or the universities can eradicate ignorance. It's an impossible task. Jesus said, "The poor ye shall always have with you." Beloved, it's going to take more than the poverty program to bring national blessing upon America. National blessing does not depend upon phase three. The cost of living does not govern spiritual progress. National blessing depends upon Almighty God. We read in Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. "Promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth up one and bringeth down another." I repeat, the destiny of our nation is in the hands of God. He is the great ruler and sovereign over all the earth. It's going to take more than the Peace Corps, or the poverty program, or Phase 3 to save America. It's going to take an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Ghost revival to bring America where she ought to be today. Scientifically and technologically, we're in graduate school in America. But morally and spiritually, we're still in the kindergarten. If we are to be truly a nation under God, we must get back to God's way of doing things. We must build upon God's platform. The platform of God is written out in Proverbs chapter 14 at verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Beloved, sin will bring reproach to our people, to our nation, to our homes, and to our families. God's platform says nothing about war, or social security, or unemployment, or poverty, or labor, or management, or inflation, or deflation, or imports, or exports. God's platform simply states an all-inclusive, eternal truth, and here it is. The nation that goes Satan's way is going to be reproached, but the nation that goes God's way will go the way of righteousness and will be blessed and will be exalted. Which way is our nation traveling today? Are we not traveling the downward road of sin and pleasure? Have we not all but forgotten God, forsaken His way, turned our backs upon His house and upon His book? Oh, may God help us to see today that we need to fall on our faces before Almighty God as a nation and repent of our sins if we expect the blessings of God upon us. The greatest issue facing us as Americans today is not racial imbalance in the schools. It's not in the economy or education or politics or government or environment or ecology. The greatest issue that faces us as a people is the sin question. And the only solution to the sin question in America is a great spiritual awakening. The only solution to the sin question in your home is for Jesus Christ to become the head of that home. The only solution for the sin question in your life is for Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to be your Lord and your Master and your Savior. One nation under God. Are we really a nation under God? Are we really a righteous Christian nation? May God help us to see today that if we are going to be a nation under God, that there are at least three basic things that are necessary. First of all, if we are going to be a nation under God, we must recover our sanity. America is an insane nation. Any nation that spends more money for booze and beer than it does for education and religion is an insane nation. Any nation that puts more emphasis on the body than it does on the soul is an insane nation. Any nation that elevates the material above the spiritual is an insane nation. Any nation that turns God's holy day into a holiday is an insane nation. Any nation that disregards the sacred principles of the Word of God is an insane nation. Any nation that loves pleasure more than it loves God is an insane nation. Any nation that spends more time learning how to live than it does how to die is an insane nation. Any nation that spends more time in the sports arena than it does in the sanctuary is an insane nation. Any nation that remembers the gift but forgets the giver is an insane nation. Any nation that measures everything by its sex appeal is an insane nation. Any nation that legalizes abortion, outlaws the death penalty, and minimizes the punishment for crime is an insane nation. I say again, if we are going to be a nation under God, we must recover our sanity. In the second place, if we are to be a nation under God, we must repent of our sins. The Bible says that sin is a reproach to any people, and that includes America. That includes the citizens of this city. That includes you. That includes me. That includes all of Adam's race. Sin will reproach any people. To repent means to turn an about face. To repent means to turn away from your sin to God. To repent means to forsake your sins in favor of God's righteousness. What does the Bible say about repentance and about sin? Listen to these words. In Numbers 32:23, the Bible says, "Be sure your sins will find you out." In Proverbs 28:13, we read, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." In Ezekiel 18:4, we read, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." In Psalm 9:17, it is written, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." In Romans 6:23, we read, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In the book of James, chapter 1, at verse 15, are written these words, "Lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Praise God, there is an answer. There is a solution. There is a way out. That way is through Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." In 1 John chapter 1 at verse 9 we read, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There's the answer. Confess your sins today, and God will cleanse you from all sin and from all unrighteousness in the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. Sin has destroyed all the great empires of the past. Sin destroyed Egypt. It destroyed Assyria. It destroyed Babylon. It destroyed Persia. It destroyed Greece. Sin destroyed Rome. And beloved, sin will destroy America. Sin will destroy our city. Sin will destroy our community. Sin will destroy your home. Sin will destroy your family. Sin will destroy your life. Sin will destroy your soul. The wages of sin is death. Sin is a reproach to any people. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." What America needs today is an old-fashioned revival that will bring repentance to the hearts of its people. Repenting of our sins is a sure way to get on the right road to God and to spiritual recovery and to have revival in our land. There's a third thing that we must do if we are going to be a nation under God. We must return to our God. I believe God is trying to say something to America in the 20th century. I believe God is speaking through natural disaster. All of the tornadoes, the floods, all of these things in nature that are upset. God is speaking to America through natural disaster today. God is speaking through internal strife in our government, in high places. There are difficult moments today. Many problems, much unrest, much uneasiness. We need to hear the Word of God. We need to listen while God speaks through these things. I believe God is speaking through faithful preachers of the Word who all over this land are proclaiming the gospel and who are preaching that judgment is coming upon America. This I believe. Unless America repents, unless America has a great revival and turning to God, the judgment hand of God is upon us. What is God saying? God is saying, "Return unto me." He says in Isaiah 44:22, "Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." He says in Jeremiah 3:22, "Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings." I do not ask for our nation more power, more prestige, and more prosperity. I ask for an old-fashioned revival. I ask for a great spiritual awakening. I ask for that great revival to begin here and now. That's why I'm calling on people all over this city and all over this listening audience and wherever this broadcast is heard today. I'm calling on you to pray for revival and pray for a great spiritual awakening. We need dedicated statesmen. We need a balanced budget. We need economic stability. We need defense systems and all of the armaments and these things, but more than all of these, we need Jesus. We need revival. We need prayer. God is calling America to repentance. God is calling America to return. God is calling America to her knees. Would you like to be a part of a great summer revival, a great spiritual awakening? If so, I invite you to come today to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street here in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. It would be our joy on this first Sunday of June, the first Sunday of summer revival, to welcome you to the Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Why not plan now to have your family to be a part of a great spiritual revival during the days of the summer? Come today, and we believe God will bless your heart and that you can be a part of a great spiritual awakening during the days of June, July, and August here at Worth Baptist Church. And I believe if you'll come today, God will bless you for it real good. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well. And we hope that the blessings of God will be upon your life, upon your home, upon your business, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you, keep on praying.